Lord, I trust you to guide me through these difficulties. So I'm always aiming to be in the center of God's will.
Lisa Robertson on Partnering with God, today on Making Your Life Count.
One of the things I learned is that we partner with the Lord on this journey, that sometimes I think people think that they have to be good enough and then God will help them, or they have to earn it. And I think what I believe is that as we walk with the Lord and partner with him, he will take us on this journey. And the other thing is that I think there's a lot of having him participate in our lives with us. And, you know, in the miracles of, in the New Testament, you know, Jesus did many miracles, but he often involved the disciples to, when they were doing the loaves and the fishes, he took, the little boy had to give him the loaves and the fishes. Jesus blessed the bread and the fish, and then the disciples had to distribute them to feed the thousands of people. And I've often wondered, you know, how did that multiplication happen? And I think the miracle happened as the disciples were working and doing the distribution. And I think that's the same thing. We are participating with him.
Lisa says, as you are following God's plan for your life, you will see him work in powerful ways.
I think as we do that, we will go into places. We will see God do miraculous things in our lives, and we'll see things that will just totally amaze us. As I journey on the path, sometimes I don't like some of the things that are happening in my life. I mean, that's happened more than once. And I think, Lord, I trust you to guide me through these difficulties. So I'm always aiming to be in the center of God's will.
God has a plan and a path for all of us. For more on how to navigate on your spiritual journey, visit cru.org.